So 40 years ago, they were trying weather manipulation in hurricanes. What do you think's going on now? Anything?
Well, I think probably nothing's going on except their announced program for conducting extensive research. That was the reason they gave in 1980, after waiting 11 years since the last hurricane was seeded, for their abandoning the program. Was the fact that we just needed more research. And it's always easy to agree that you need more research, pure research, laboratory research, but at the same time, there should be a companion program going along with this called applied research. We need to be going out and testing what they may or may not have learned about weather control, and join up with the corporate commercial cloud seeders that work around the world that know how to do this stuff because they do it every day.
Ben, 40 years ago, you were doing this with hurricane control technology.
Yes, sir.
Had they continued it, and I want to talk with you about whether it may have gone into a secret black ops program. We'll get into that in a second. But had they officially continued it with 40 years of knowledge and technology today, how far advanced do you think we would have been?
Well, I think we would have absolutely been able to slow these hurricanes down, 25%, 30%, 40% in wind velocities. And since the damage is directly proportional to the square root of the wind velocity, that means that you could have reduced the damages 50%, 60%.
That's dramatic. Tell us what you used to do, Ben, 40 years ago to try to slow down hurricanes and control weather.
We used the same materials and the same technology that's available today. Of course, it's been improved some, but silver iodide was the only chemical we had that provided the nuclei needed to form raindrops on, and which, led to the demise of the intensity of the hurricane.
How would you apply that into the hurricane?
Well, we used Navy aircraft at the time I was in it, and had the racks underneath the wings of the airplane, and you physically ejected those, and they were caught on fire, and as they burned, they produced silver iodide nuclei.
Interesting. Now, would you have to go just into the eye of the hurricane, or were you all over it?
No, not all over. The only part of a hurricane that grows and leads to the intensity or growth and intensity of a hurricane is the right front quadrant.
Right.
You know, where the converging air is taking place. And today, I would say that the biggest problem we had back then, whether it was in the Atlantic, the Pacific, or in Vietnam, was not always knowing exactly where you were and what you had done. Well, the technology nowadays, of course, with the ground positioning systems and radars that work in conjunction with those things, you know exactly where you've been within a few hundred feet, and you know which clouds you've seeded and how much.
And you can track it better that way, too, I assume.
You can keep a track of them and go back and see those that need to be seeded.
Ben, there are some people who believe that hurricanes are being manipulated on both fronts. One is to try to do what you did 40 years ago, and that's restrict them, to stop them, to slow them down. There's another camp out there that believes that enemies are trying to push hurricanes, I guess much like we did in Vietnam and Korea, to create damage and heavy winds and rains. They believe, for example, some of these recent hurricanes, Rita and Katrina, were pushed into the oil wells in the Gulf on purpose. Do you think these are possible?
I don't believe it's possible.
Okay.
I don't believe it's possible for the simple reason that you have to have a carrier for these chemicals, whatever they are, and with our radar coverage and so forth around the world, no airplanes get airborne that somebody don't know about it.
Well, that's true. Now, that's for, let's say, enemy-bound manipulation of weather. What about black ops to try to control it, to push the hurricane, and we just don't want to tell anybody what we're doing? Is that possible?
No, I don't believe that, because I've had communications, with the heads of NOAA, the and people at Boulder and so forth, and I think they're just as honest as they can be about trying to learn how to do it. A lot of us disagree very vehemently about their approach. We don't think that it's much consolation to a guy to be ordered to evacuate and to have that part of the government tell him the forecast were better when he comes home from being evacuated and finds his house is gone.
Well, that's true.
You see? We believe that we ought to be out there demonstrating that it can be done, and if it can't be done, we ought to know that.
Why did we stop with the technology, Ben? What happened to cause the government to simply get out of the program then?
Well, you know, I don't know if it was professional jealousy or if it really was a legitimate feeling of liability. I think that's still very prevalent today in their thinking about not changing or trying to change the character of a hurricane because they're afraid they'll be sued.
Well, you know, that's a good point. They probably figure if they do anything and something goes awry, it's all over for them.
Well, like you said, you know, even the losers are liable to sue in a case like this.
What about I don't know if you're aware of HARP. It's a high altitude frequency, oral frequency in Alaska, electromagnetic pulses. They've got
yes.
the cable. Do you think that kind of technology has an effect on weather?
No, sir. I don't think it does.
You do not?
No, sir. And I don't think it's been exercised enough to find out anyway. You know, this is a lot of theory, but it hasn't. I don't believe it's been used that much.
If you had your druthers right now and you're able to go to Congress and say, hey, we've got to do something, what would you tell them?
I would tell them that we have the aircraft, we have the materials, we have the trained people, and we have the experience to go out and change the character of a hurricane.